Our Troy Locker Room Chat here continues on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. This Locker Room Chat is provided by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. It's been a pair of games since the last time we spoke, Coach. Only one more game here left of the regular season before we talk about Substate. But, Coach, let's talk about these last two games for you. A win over Riverside, 73-64, and a victory over Oskaloosa by 20, 59-39. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games now on a three-game winning streak?
Yeah, we played with a lot of energy in both those games. You know, the Riverside game was a big rivalry game. Queen of Courts, the gym was loaded. We had a lot of energy. We didn't start off very good, but by halftime or by the end of the first quarter, we made it close, and then halftime was still close, and we come out the third quarter just a little different. You know, played high energy, got a lot of steals, knocked down a lot of shots. We had a really big quarter in the third, and then started off the fourth as well, really hot. Had a big lead. I kind of slowed them down a little bit, and they got back in the game. But a really, really gritty, good win for us in that one, which led us to last night. We knew Oskaloosa was capable of playing very well. They're an athletic, well-coached team, and I knew we'd have to play well. And the boys, from right off the start, we hit a three to start the game, and really got going. You know, I was happy with what we did, but we've got some stuff to work on. Great win, though. Got a lot of guys in those two games contribute. Now we've really got eight guys that are playing and interchanging, and I'm still working on some of the matchups, some of the lineups together, but really happy with what they're doing. We've got to finish this NEK league out with Horton on Friday. We'll have to play well in that one too, but yeah, a couple really good wins for us.
Yeah, you just mentioned Horton. What are some keys here against this Horton game upcoming on Friday? Looking for a solid finish in Northeast Kansas League to transition you right into your first Substate game on Monday against Onega. What are some keys here? Are you looking for this Friday matchup, looking into that Substate game?
Yeah, you bet. We, you know, just a fast start. You know, sometimes you let the other team kind of dictate what the pace is going to be, or how hard you're going to try, you know, and we really need to come out of the gates good. You know, eliminate turnovers and you know, get in our sets. I really like what we're doing. Got a lot of ball movement, got a lot of guys helping out. But yeah, we're going to have to play with really good energy against Horton.
And that kind of leads us right into that Substate matchup on Monday against Onega, a Twin Valley League team, the league you just came out of. Coach, what are some keys there for that matchup against a former TVL opponent to start Substate?
Yeah, you bet. It's you know, an old TVL foe that they're always tough kids. They've got athletic kids. I've seen them. Their record's not great, but they've been in a lot of games. They've beat some teams. So we're going to have to be ready for that one. Hopefully, we've been pretty good at Troy. Been pretty good at Troy this year. I hope we come out with a lot of energy and take care of business and keep this thing going.
Well, Coach, we got one more locker room chat. That'll be next Wednesday. Hopefully, get that win. We'll chat about the game against Canton Galva. That'll be later that week on Saturday, bearing the victory. Well, Coach, thank you for your time as always.
Thank you. Go Trojans.
That was head coach Heath Westheim for the Troy Trojans. Again, upcoming to finish up the season at Horton on Friday. And then the first round of Substate, Troy will host on Monday next week against the Onega Buffaloes.